This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Strong talk, Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 23rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How are you doing, Puya?
Hello, Taryn. I'm so happy to be here. I got my two cups of coffee, and I'm ready to go.
You don't sound... Are you sick, Puya? Is something...
surprise. I'm not as good as Mary Kwiatkowski. Like, she had Frenchie on point this week on the slop. I practiced. I could not do a good Puya, but no, it's me today with you.
It's Asia. How you doing, Asia?
I'm doing well, Taryn. These feeds have been very interesting over the week. So I even thought, you know, okay, if we get the HOH we want, then, you know, things are just going to be smooth sailing because they've done so much preparation for the weeks, but it was still a good night of feed. So I didn't mind staying up late and getting up early.
Yeah, they don't stop strategizing just because, the plan is in place.
Right.
lots of talk for sure to get into. We are, of course, here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 16 in the house, and it was Frenchie's last day of feeds, but I don't actually think I have a single thing about him in here. So there's
It's the main thing that came out of yesterday for me for Frenchie was his conversation with Big D and just how he was like, man, I wish Swaggy and Davon would come pick me up and take me to the airport. I mean, it would be really nice to see Swaggy and Bailey pick me up. I don't like the drivers, but I want Swaggy and Bailey to come pick me up. It's like, what?
Yeah. I don't know where that came from.
It's like you think that they're that free. They have nothing else to do than come pick you up, Frenchie, the star of Big Brother 23, and drive you to the airport. The delusions is, yeah. So that was really my main highlight for Frenchie yesterday.
Well, there you go. So Frenchie's last day on the feeds, we had, you know, the lead up to the eviction, and then we had a post eviction feeds where we have a new HOH, new plans for the week, new plans, old plans. We'll talk about it. But let's get into it all. We started the day with Tiffany and Kylan. And this was a very interesting conversation because specifically I'd just been talking, you know, just prior to this conversation in yesterday's update about how Kylan and Tiffany are seemingly like two of the power players in the game, and that he's one of the few people that seems to understand how dangerous she can be in the game, but he doesn't mind because she's on his side. She is going to be really like, I would say sitting him down, but they were standing, to be like, Kylan, like, I am with you. Like, you are my guy in this house. I trust you so much in this game, and I really respect you as a person and as a player. And you know, like, I can connect with you like these other people in this game. They don't even ask questions about me, and I'm fine with that. Like, let them just think that I'm some single mom, whatever. Like, they don't need to ask about like the business that I created. And like, I'm really proud of that, but I'm also here for, you know, for myself and my family, my son. And like, it's like, I like my business, but it's not what I want to do. And so I'm here to change that. And she's opening up about that and saying that, like, they, that she, you know, again, like, really connect, Kylan.
Yeah. And I really like that she was also on this explanation. Oh, wait, can you hear me? Oh, maybe it's on your end. So one thing she also said in this conversation was that even though she deserves it outside of the house, like being a single mom, she doesn't want to be looked at it that way. Like, she doesn't want people to look at her like, oh, she's a single mom, she deserves it. She's like, I want people to look at my gameplay in the house and see that I deserve it. So I love that she actually sees that, like, okay, I need to play a hard game to play the game that, like, I would be proud of, not just, oh, get me to the end because I deserve the money. So I love seeing that from her.
Yes. And you know, hopefully we're good here.
Yeah.
They also talk about the cookout. They talk about some of the members of the cookout. They talk about how Azza doesn't really have a great social game. They're kind of concerned about her. They talk about Hannah being really smart. Tiff mentions that she, you know, when it comes down to it, she would choose Hannah over Claire in the end, if that's what it came down to. However, when it comes to the cookout, obviously, you know, they're going to be working with the cookout. It's very important that they do so, but, it starts sinking, they are not going to go down with the sinking ship.
Right. And that was news to me, like, especially when she said that she sees Azza as like they're the person they should be most worried about just because of her social game. Because, you know, from the outside looking in, it looks like Derek F is the problem, but they see him as, oh, he has a social game. For Azza, we have to have a social game for her. And so they don't know how long they can carry that. But that was news to me that Hannah would come on top. Like, Hannah is a higher priority for Tiffany than Claire. So it'd be really interesting to see that play out in the coming weeks, because based on who she strategizes with, it's Claire.
Yeah. And, you know, we don't know exactly how honest she's being with Kylan about
True.
This. And we don't know exactly, like, you know, how much this would actually stick. She's only really been talking strategy with Hannah for the last few days.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. But I do think this gives an opening for Kylan to feel a little bit more comfortable with Tiffany a little bit later in this conversation. So they talk about who they want, or she, you know, she says specifically, like, I want to play this game with you, and I will be as transparent with you, Kylan, as you are with me in this game, which I thought was a funny way of saying, as long as you tell me everything, I'll tell you everything.
Right. And it's like, she's doing the work here to, like, just because you're going out on HOH, don't think that everything I told you was just because you were HOH. It's like, that's very much what I'm getting from this conversation. It's like, even with you going out, you're still a high priority to me. You're more than just on my team. So, I think she's putting in good work here, but that shows Kylan how good she is, just the way she phrases things and just this conversation overall.
Mm-hmm. So they then get around to talking about who they would want to take out before the jury. And she says Brent, Alyssa, Whitney. He's kind of surprised to hear Alyssa. He hasn't really heard this yet from, you know, Hannah or anybody else who's been talking about it. And he's kind of like, well, why Alyssa? And she goes into why she thinks that the Kings need to have somebody be taken out before jury. Like, so Kings need a shot taken at them at some point. They're a really strong team. And he says, well, you know, just, you know, not that I'm disagreeing, but I feel like the counterpoint would be that, don't we feel like we have Sarah Beth? And if we feel like we have Sarah Beth, then are they really four strong? Because we have one of them. And Tiffany's like, oh yeah, I completely agree. I think we have Sarah Beth. And he says, and X as well. So, you know, are they really that strong of a team if we have, you know, two of their members essentially? She's like, that's a good point. However, still when it comes to Alyssa, she, you know, she connects them with people outside of that alliance. She has a lot of the men who are like in love with her, essentially. So she's still somebody that that she wants to keep an eye on. And Kylan's like, okay, well, the people that I'm thinking about going after are Brent, Whitney, and Brittany. Mm-hmm. He thinks Brittany should go. And she says, yeah, that's fine. That would be cool with me. I have no issue with that. He thinks that she's a threat in the game. And he says, look, in the interest of transparency, what we were talking about, personally, I would prefer to compete against Alyssa in the end than over Claire. And Tiffany's like, that's a very good point. I would as well.
Yeah. And I think Tiffany, I mean, she even explains it a little bit, like she sees it as, if I'm up against Alyssa, there's no way they're sending her home. If Claire is up against Alyssa, there's no way they're sending Alyssa home. And so she sees her in a threat in that way, not necessarily a threat in like, oh, she can win things. Because yeah, her and Kylan are looking at Alyssa the exact same way. They can beat her. But Tiffany's thinking more so like the end of the week, not the beginning of the week.
Mm-hmm. So interesting conversation here for sure. It's again, you know, two players who definitely do connect, I think, on a personal level a lot and strategically a lot. However, they do seem to have slightly different ideas of how they want to get there. And they definitely recognize, you know, that they're both, you know, very, very good at the game, right? So so very interesting here, and I'm not sure where this is going to go, what Tiffany's going to do with this information about Kylan and Claire, or anything like that, but definitely worth noting down here, this conversation. Big D is also going to talk to Kylan, and he's going to give Kylan the rundown on the plan that he came up with Frenchie the other day. And that is that he's going to put Brenton Christian on the block if he wins. And Kylan's like, why? It's like, because I need to make sure one of them goes home. He's like, well, what, couldn't you just put Christian up if the veto is used? Big D's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe I could do that.
Right. It's just all Frenchie's idea of meatheads and then throwing it onto Derek F. And now he's trying to live on, like, let Frenchie's legacy live on. And it's like, give it up. I think now that Frenchie's gone, Derek F. is going to be able to open his eyes and realize, like, a lot of my speaking points are terrible. A lot of the things I want to do are not well thought out because they're all stemming from Frenchie's reasoning. So I really hope that like conversations like this with Kylan and later conversations that he has with people like Xavier or whoever else, he starts to like just actually realize these things, because otherwise he's a lost cause.
So throughout the day as well, prior to the eviction, we're going to really start to reach a boiling point here for the anti-Brent sentiment, as it's kind of like, now that people are really starting to recognize that this guy has very little power in the game, like they finally feel free to really like actually tell other people how they feel about it. So it's a lot of the women being like, yeah, he made me feel uncomfortable in like this way at this time. They're like, oh, me too. Like he does this to me. It really just, again, it really all comes together, talking about all the different ways that he makes the women feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's cringy. Anytime I turn on the feeds and I see Brent is talking alone with a woman, I just cringe because I know he's saying something that's weird. I know, like, and he does some things last night too. That was just, I was like, why are you saying these things? What's going on in your mind? Like, are you just that? You would think being a flight attendant, you are well traveled. You've seen different types of people. You can read a room. But I'm so glad they were coming together and just really realizing these things, because it seemed like Alyssa was kind of the last on the train to finally be like, okay, oh my gosh, yes, he's weird. Like, these are not, this is not okay. And he's saying these things to other people. And so, yeah, like that conversation with Alyssa and Whitney, I really like that. Alyssa was like, yeah, Brent told me he trusts like me more than his whole team. And Whitney was like, well, he should, because it's obvious we don't like him.
Yeah. So keep that in mind as we reach the eviction. Frenchie, of course, is evicted. Derek, Big D, the only one to vote to keep him. And then we are going to see Xavier win the next HOH. Accidentally. So he's going to kind of explain it a little bit later, but basically I don't think he accidentally got the question right, but I do think that he did not intend to win. He was staying in for as long as Derek and Hannah were in. And then, of course, the second Derek and Hannah threw, Sarah Beth and Alyssa also both happened to get it wrong. And just like that, Xavier is our new HOH against his will.
Right. It's hilarious too, because I can't remember another season recently where that, like, a large majority of the house was on the same page, the third HOH, like who to throw it to. Like, maybe it's just slipping my mind, but the fact that there were so many people involved, I was like, they would have had to plan it out. Like, you get the second question wrong, you get the third question wrong. But it was so tricky that it was like, it was very hard to control in that way. So I love the tweets going out about like Derek X and Hannah, like they knew the answer and getting it wrong on purpose. But then you clearly see Sarah Beth wanted to get it right. So then I was like, okay, yes. So Sarah Beth was supposed to win, but Xavier got it. So it's not, I didn't know how to feel. I was happy Xavier got it. I was happy that anybody would get it instead of Brent, but I could see that he's like, dang, now I have to actually like play hard this week.
I know. I'm excited to see what this guy's made of. Something interesting pretty much right away. He's going to talk to Kylan and ask for Kylan's advice on like, so how did you do this? Like, how did you structure this HOH? Should I not talk game with people tonight? Should I talk game with people tonight? And Kylan's like, yeah, I didn't really talk game with anyone the first night. I set up meetings for the next day. And he's like, I'm going to do that. Just chill tonight, not talk game. Which is annoying, because while I did enjoy Kylan's Friday meetings, I did not enjoy his no game talk Thursday nights. And I really don't want that to be a thing. However, I can concede that there is some value game wise to having a chill Thursday night and allowing people to kind of just calmly get used to you in power. I can see why that could be useful. I can especially see why it would be useful to Xavier. I don't know if this is what he's thinking, but I can see why it might be useful to Xavier to basically mimic Kylan's HOH style, because instead of Xavier coming in and having his own sort of style and power, if he mimics Kylan's, then it may seem like an extension of Kylan's HOH more so than Xavier's. And that seems to be in line with how Xavier wants to play the game, at least right now.
Yeah. And I like you said, I really hope this isn't a trend, because I could see very well someone from this side, let's say like a Claire gets HOH. She's like, okay, Kylan, Xavier, what did you guys do? You talked to Kaylee. And then it's just like week after week, we don't get any game talk until Friday. And then it's all scrunched together. They run out of time. They can't finish conversations. They have 3 minutes here, 2 minutes here. And so I really hope it breaks after this week and there is game talk Thursday night for this update's sake, before we get to everything, the wild card and the nominations. So it just doesn't feel rushed every Friday. But when Xavier and Kylan talked, I really did like that they were like, has there ever been another season when two black guys have gotten HOH back to back? Like, I don't think so. I'm like, yeah, it hasn't been since Devin that we've had a black male HOH. Well, let me not say male. I'm picking up Brent's a black man who got HOH, and then now this season we get it back to back. It's like, look what happens when you create a diverse cast. You get an Asian man getting POV 2 weeks in a row. Like, you know, opportunity happens when you do that. So I was just very happy for them to recognize like this moment in Big Brother history.
Yes, for sure. So no game talk Thursday night, but Alyssa is going to tell Brittany, hey, you're good this week. Christian and I will be looking out for you. Kind of jumping the gun here as she does not know what Xavier intends to do. However, I do like to see Alyssa taking initiative, trying to pick up a stray piece that's on the board, and essentially take a little bit of credit for her, you know, being safe this week. You know, I'm down for it. I like this move.
Yeah, it's finally her not being, I know we talked about on the roundtable, her just being a passive player. And so I like that she, even though she is jumping the gun because she's not HOH, it was still nice for her to see like, okay, let me try to take advantage of the fact that I'm safe so I can make some moves. I mean, similar to what Tiffany did last week. She took that advantage of the fact that she was safe to make a lot of game moves. So it was nice of Alyssa, maybe a little too soon, but it was nice to see that from her. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So Brent is going to talk with his team about how he thinks this is a great result for them, since the Kings will now have a bigger target on their backs. And if Xavier wants to make a bigger move, then they should still be good, because it would make no sense for them to turn on the alliance that they made with the Kings. The Radicals, I believe, is the name of the Aces and Kings alliance. So, you know, hey, this is great for us. And he also mentions that that Big D is so sketchy. I can't believe he cast another vote against the house.
Right. Yeah. He's like, I'm so concerned if we ever need Big D for a vote, he's going, we can't rely on it. I'm like, when are you needing him for a vote with the way everything is set up right now? You're not relying on the Jokers whatsoever. So I was like, it's not a big deal, but of course they want to focus on it. But for Brent to think, oh, this could be an opportunity for Xavier to make a big move. Who is he thinking is a big move since Christian is safe?
I mean, I think by big move, he probably means somebody other than Brittany or Aza. I don't even know.
It's like, then in that case, you're like cutting into the other teams.
Maybe he thinks he'd go queens? After the queens. Yeah.
Yeah. The logic. Where is it? Mm.
Little does he know the queens are in the spot he thinks he is.
Right.
So Derek and Hannah are going to talk a bit. They're going to celebrate their successfully thrown HOH, and also sort of bond over the fact that they both threw it at the same time and they both could have kept going because it was so easy for them, and how exciting that is for future quiz competitions.
Yes, they were like, realize we literally can beat Brent in any mental competition if the competitions continue to go the way they have been going. And so is this like one of the smartest casts we've had? Because usually you can point out like, oh, these two people are like really smart. You can tell. But then like you have Derek X, you have Hannah, you have Xavier. Tiffany is proving to be just top notch. It's just like across the board, you have a wide level of intellect.
Oh, for sure. I think that's something that we pointed out even when the cast, when we saw the intros, like they, a lot of them talked about like their high level of schooling, and like their high performance in that schooling. You have, you know, Claire, who's like an AI engineer. You have Sarah Beth, who's got like, there's all kinds of very smart people in this cast for sure.
Yeah. So I thought that was hilarious. I was like, oh, is BB going to have to step it up a notch with these competitions? Cause shoot, I was struggling. I got a few of them wrong.
All right. Well, so Derek and Hannah are going to continue to talk about how they feel like, Brent is of course the target this week, but they're thinking about like, what is the best way to target him to keep him calm all week? Cause they don't really want to have to deal with him, being like, knowing he's the target. They wonder if he could be convinced to go up as a pawn this week. Like maybe we could convince him that he is needed as a pawn. Which reminds me a lot of like, you know, people have been comparing him to Caleb because of the whole Amber and Alyssa situation. And I just remember how easy it was for Derek to convince Caleb to go up as a pawn pretty much any time he needed him to. And I wonder if the same could be done with Brent. But so they talk about that. They talk a little bit more strategy. Hannah talks about how she feels good with the queens. Derek agrees, and they both also agree that one of the kings needs to leave before jury. Derek thinks that Alyssa would be the best person to go, which means they are fully on the same page here.
Yeah, and I think it, I thought it was interesting that they said, like, well, Hannah said Alyssa, Christian, or Xavier needs to go before. And I think it's because they are, they do have a good relationship with Sarah Beth, and so she's not somebody that they would want to go. So I thought it was just weird that she didn't just say Alyssa or Christian. I mean, even with what we saw earlier with Tiffany, I think they really fear that Xavier is going to not prioritize the cookout. And at one point prioritize his team. Even when teams are done, they just see that team as so close, especially since they're intact. So does it seem like they're, I mean, are you getting that vibe?
I think that they're concerned that Xavier has a crush on Alyssa. And that because of that, you know, he might not be as, and they haven't mentioned like as loyal to the cookout, but they've talked about how all the men have a crush on Alyssa. They've specifically said that they know that Xavier has a crush on Alyssa. You can kind of tell again when it's the three of them, Christian, Alyssa, and Xavier, there is a little bit of that vibe that he's kind of the third wheel that kind of wishes he wasn't.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they've picked up on that vibe as well. And I think that for a lot of those people, it would feel better if Alyssa was just gone. And Derek X and Hannah specifically talk about how Alyssa is essentially the glue between Christian and Xavier. Mm-hmm. And if she's not there anymore, then, you know, Xavier is a lot more reliable probably as an ally outside of his connection to Alyssa.
Yeah. Well, how do I put it? I don't want to say thinking with two different parts of their body. Basically, that's what they're doing when it comes to Alyssa, because they're so enamored by her looks. And so, yeah, getting her out of the equation would be best for them. But yeah, I can definitely see it.
Yeah. So Tiffy is going to talk with Xavier quickly here. And this is where we get sort of the bulk of Xavier's plans. She says that, first of all, the queens are have-nots this week, which means that Tiffany has to give up her bed to go upstairs. And she's not pleased about it. She's like, I don't want anybody taking my... Nobody should take my bed. They should be moving to the other room. Do you see that other room? Do you see how dirty it is? I don't want them in this bed. This is my bed. Get out of here.
It's so hilarious because I'm always wondering why people don't have this mindset every season. Like once you start sleeping in bed, that's your bed. Like when you want to come home to bed, you want to go to your bed. And so she's gotten tied to this bed after a couple of weeks. And so I thought that was hilarious because I'm like, okay, same.
Yeah, she's like, just hold my bed for just nobody sleep here. And then when we get out of this Avenel room, we're coming back to this room. They better move out again.
Yeah. She's like, Hannah, just so you know, that's my bed.
So Xavier tells Tiffany that he's not super pleased about winning, but it is the way it is. He says the only reason he was still in the competition was because Derek and Hannah were still in it. But so she asks, well, are you comfortable taking the shot this week? And he says, yeah. You know, Brent's not part of the Royal Flush. Royal Flush, they're my people now. And she says, yeah. And, you know, Brent was the one that initiated this alliance with the Queens yesterday as well. He's like, yeah, that's all I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. And so he says, the only thing I got to figure out now is who goes up next to him. And she says, Whitney? Yeah, maybe. I really have limited options here. She's like, yeah, I mean, maybe Brittany. And he's like, I really don't want to. I really don't want to do Brittany. So I really don't have much of a choice. I just need to figure out how to word it the right way. Because she mentions, like, you know, and again, the implication here is between the cookout and the Kings being safe, the options, as I mentioned last night, there's basically only five people left. One of which is Derek X. She brings Derek X's name up, like, oh, you wouldn't want to put Derek X up. He's like, no, definitely not. And so that only leaves, you know, Brittany, obviously, she, Claire off the table. And that means that, you know, Brent and Whitney would be the only other two options. So he's saying again to Tiffany, like, yeah, if I don't want to nominate Brittany, it's got to be Whitney and Brent. And I just have to figure out how to explain that to them.
Right. Like, he's willing to give up his cuddlemance by putting up Whitney just because he would feel bad about putting Brittany up. Because I think it's so nice that he's just not going to take the easy way out, because I feel like in a lot of other seasons, we would have just seen, we want Brent out. Brittany's already been up, so it'd be really easy just to put her back up. So I'm glad that he sees the benefit of putting them both up, because we still have a veto. We still have wild card comp. So there are these variables that you don't just want some random pawn going home.
Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what he is thinking right now. But again, things are very likely to change depending on the wild card competition. And if he has more conversations, Derek X did again come up with the idea of, you know, what if we backdoor him, or what if we convince him to be a pawn? Those things were talked about. Derek X brought that up to Kylan, and Kylan's like, well, lucky for us, we're not the ones that have to deal with it. So I would not say that these are set in stone quite yet, but they're definitely some of Xavier's thoughts here in the night. Tiffany is then going to talk to the cameras, sort of against her will. She keeps getting followed around by the cameras. She's like, fine, I'll talk to you. She says, I'm sorry, America. I'm sorry I lost the competition. I really sucked at that. I couldn't remember the answer to that question, but I did know the answers to all the questions after that first one.
That's what matters.
So she says, but I'm really happy that Xavier won. He is in two of my alliances, so I should be safe this week. And he's willing to target Brent, who is the mastermind behind Frenchie's HOA train, so that's great for me as well. Also, I really don't want to give up my bed, even though I'm a have not.
Right. Just imagine Tiffany taking her mattress upstairs and just kind of like, I'm just going to leave this here for the week while I'm in the have not rooms and no one can mess with my, no one sleeps in my bed. But yes, these camera talks are great from Tiffany. I wish, so Xavier was doing them more early on and I haven't seen him as much lately. So I hope now that he has his private room, we get that more from him, because I wonder, like, you know, after this week is handled, what are his future plans? But yeah, this camera talk is great from Tiffany.
Yes. So she goes out and she comes back and she's, you're still following me? Okay. Well, let's see. What else can I? Well, Whitney is next. I like her personally, but in this game, she would cut my throat. And that is dangerous for my game. So she has to go. She hasn't talked any game to me at all. Not a lick of game to me. If you don't talk to someone about your plans, then that's a very bad sign. So she has got to go. That's why she's got to go.
Yes. I was like, yeah, valid. Good point. I'm sold. Because from our perspective, it's like, oh, Whitney, you know, that may not, maybe a bigger target after Brent leaves. But no, that makes absolute sense because Tiffany has everyone else in her corner. So it's like, let's get the people out who don't talk to me or don't talk game with me. So that was hilarious.
Whitney needs to get on that because Whitney's goals are not that far from Tiffany's.
Exactly.
Yeah. and I guess to be fair as well, Tiffany should talk to Whitney a bit more to discover mm-hmm. that Whitney's goals are not that far from Tiffany's.
Right.
I think that Whitney could be valuable to Tiffany in the game.
It's because they pair up Whitney and Brent. And so until he's gone and they can finally see Whitney as an individual, even though they know she's a little creeped out by him as well. I think they'll finally be able to get to that understanding, like kind of how Tiffany has finally gotten there with Hannah.
Mm-hmm. Tiffany says, okay, here's another thing. I'm going to talk to Kyland about a final two today. That would be great. We don't have like an official final two, but I need to start thinking about who will take me to the end. I think that he's thinking the same thing. So that's my secret, America. that's all I got. Bye, America. Done now. Yeah.
Monologue over. It's like, and we're sitting here. Thank you, Tiffany. I appreciate it.
Yes. So again, this is interesting. I think that Kyland, I'm sure Kyland would love to create a final two with Tiffany. I don't think he would intend to follow through with it in the same way that she may hope that he will. But I also don't know that she intends to follow through with it either. So, interested to see where this goes, but keeping Kyland close and Kyland keeping Tiffany close, for now is good for both of their games because, trying to go against each other this early would be probably pretty devastating to both of their games.
Yeah, it seems like the writing's on the wall, though, because they are even King Kylan and Queen Tiffany in the royal flesh. Like, you know, everyone, like, you could see it. They are both, like, the dominant man and a dominant woman. But they know they're good for each other's game right now. And so I wonder, at what point are one of them going to see, like, okay, no, this person needs to go. I mean, it would be awesome if they decided to see it through all the way to the final two, but just not realistic.
Mm-hmm. So Xavier is going to talk with Kyland again, talking about meeting structure and how they should go about it, or how Kyland should, or Xavier should go about it. They also discussed that, you know, they had that conversation the other night about Whitney maybe going before Brent because they were concerned about the men leaving, but thinking about it, it's not really something to be concerned about. You know, Kylan says, you know, it's what, are the women going to win the next five consecutive HOHs and get out all the rest of the men? Like, I think we're fine.
Yeah. I was like, I liked that viewpoint on it because it's funny that only men have won HOHs and then all men have left. So it was a very good point from Kylan. It's like, okay, why would we need to target the women if we're in good with the women?
Mm-hmm. Xavier lets his team know that, you know, of course, he's not really going to be talking game much tonight, but he plans on having meetings. He's going to have his team in the room with him during the meetings. He really does not want this power. He does not want anybody to see him having power. He wants to be spread it out with teams and to follow Kylan's framework. And of course, he lets them know, of course, like Brent is the target here. Christian asks who is going up next to him. Is it going to be Whitney? And he's like, yeah, I think so, but I just need to figure out how to word it properly.
Yeah. If you were Xavier, how would you word it?
It's tricky because Xavier has intentionally placed himself in a position. I mean, this reminds me a lot of, you know, Steve in season 17. He did not intend to win in the double eviction and accidentally won an HOH and had nobody to target because he was good with everyone and ended up just having to target the name that I can't remember.
Jackie.
And so what Steve did is that he cried and blamed it on Vanessa. I don't think Xavier can do that one. Mm-hmm. But I think that I think that you have to come up with like, you know, whether it's like, look, you have to spread this out. This is not an Xavier move. This is, look, like, Brent, I'm sorry, but literally the entire house is against you. They all want me to do this. They feel uncomfortable. Like, you have to be delivering that message, and then he can go and ask them about it, right? For that angle. For Whitney, you have to, I think, say, like, look, I'm sorry, but I, you know, it just, we all know what we're doing here, put, you know, going after Brent. You are absolutely safe. If Brent somehow comes down, don't worry. I'll put a secondary target up on the block, but it only makes sense. You're on his team. You know, so on and so forth. I can't, she's probably will ask, like, why not Brittany or Oz or Big D, somebody from the Jokers, but, he'll have to have some kind of explanation for that, whether it's, you know, I don't want to use Brittany as a pawn again or whatever it is. But, you know, it's going to damage his relationship with Whitney, and it's not a good thing for his game if that happens. You know, he doesn't really have many other options. Personally, I think he should put up Brittany instead of Whitney and keep Whitney safe, because I do think he has a pretty good relationship with Whitney.
Yeah.
And keeping that good would be good for his game, and Brittany has other problems. I think he should go that route, but, you know.
Yeah. I think it'd be much better if he didn't shock her with it, though. Like, maybe if he presented it like, hey, I need a pawn. But, you know, of course she wouldn't like that. But if he was able to finesse it in a way to where, like, you know, you're safe. I just need someone up next to him that where it appears to other people that, like, oh, you're a vote for him. You're just up. But we all know he's the target. So, I really hope it doesn't damage his relationship with her, because it does seem like they have something good going where, you know, it's not a showmance, but they still have a good social relationship, and he needs that. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's talk about Brent again, because I mentioned earlier that all the women came together, really talked about some of the things that he does that makes them feel uncomfortable. But I feel like an event that occurred last night is a very good example of the kinds of things that they're talking about, because Alyssa was having a conversation with Christian. They were being very flirty and talking about their relationship, essentially, and she was mentioning that, like, oh yeah, you know, not to be cocky, but people tend to want to be in a relationship with me. And then a little bit later, Brent pulls her aside. He's like, hey, can I talk to you? She's like, oh, okay. He pulls her into the bedroom. He's like, look, so I just want you to know that I'm working with you because I really trust you, and not because I want to date you. It's like, okay. It's like, I'm saying this because I was reading your lips during your conversation with Christian, and I saw how you were talking about how, you know, people that are working with you, they all want to date you. That's why they're working with you. She's like, no, that's not what I said. I was talking about, like, hooking up with people and dating, like I was talking about something completely separate from, why would I say that? That doesn't even make any sense. Like, this is the first time I've ever played this game. Yeah. Like, every time somebody wants to work with me, it's because they want to date me. Like, I've been here for 15 days. Like, what has happened? Also, why were you trying to read my lips?
That's the number one question I would even try to justify. I would say, first of all, you were reading my lips. Let's start there. That's actually where we need to focus this conversation, because why? He's like, oh, we were in a room and everybody was talking, and y'all were the only ones whispering. So I figured, like, hey, what's going on there? I was just trying to make sure everything is okay.
Yeah, just trying to make sure everything was good. And she's like, well, clearly you're not very good at reading lips, because you thought I was saying that I want, that people that work with me want to date me. And he was like, oh, you were, her head was turned. I was reading half a lip.
I can't.
She's, like, so clearly creeped out by this, because who wouldn't be? And so then, like, they then get to talking a little bit. She talks about the radicals and feeling good. And then he's like, so she'd be open to like having a final two with me. And she's like, do you have final twos with anyone else? No, 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 no. Only with Frenchie, but he had final two with everyone. So don't worry about that. I'm thinking like, we should come up with a name. What do you think about like trick or treat?
She's like, no. He's like, no. You're the treat.
Well, yeah.
Or you're the trick.
We'll figure it out. Yeah.
Just the worst interaction, the worst final two. A final two doesn't need a name, first of all. And then he's just like, what made him think like, okay, I was reading her lips. Now I need to confront her about reading her lips. No, it's like, okay, if you overheard that or you thought that's what she said, just reassure her. Just be like, hey, I wanted to check in. We haven't talked in a while. And I just wanted to make sure like we're good. Don't give a reason. Don't tell her what you were doing. Oh, hey, I was standing behind the door when you were talking to so-and-so and I was peeking and with one eye and I saw that you said, it's like, don't give away your methods. Now we know you read lips. Now everyone's going to know you read lips and they're going to know that's something you do. Oh, it was weird. Oh, I think... There, yeah. You there? Okay.
Uh-oh. I'm mostly here, I think.
Mostly all here. Right. You're reading half a lip. That's what's happening.
I'm reading I've got half a lip here. Right. But yeah, I mean, like it's also like it was a very personal conversation. The conversation she was having with Christian. I guess as personal as it can be on live feeds or whatever, but like it just made it especially creepy.
Yes. It was just, it was like while you're flirting with your showmans, I was listening in. It's like, who are you to me? Why are you doing this? You have no place. It's weird. Mm. Very odd.
Yeah. So, let's see. Alyssa's going to tell Christian about that weird interaction. They talk about this guy and how delusional he is. Big D, Azza, and Brittany are going to talk about their targets moving forward. Big D wants to go after Brent goes, his targets are Whitney, Claire, and Derek X.
Just totally
back on that train.
Just not on the same page with a large majority of people. And it's like, why are you bringing up Derek X again? What do you have against him besides the fact that y'all share a name? It would be nice to only have to refer to one Derek, but I would prefer to only refer to Derek X, not Derek F. Oh, yeah. No.
Azza would prefer to go after Christian and Alyssa, she thinks they're bigger threats. And Brittany says that she would put up Kyland and Derek X. She only promised them 1 week of safety. So that week has expired already.
Brittany, unfortunately, she's such a non-factor in like what's the grand scheme of things of like what's going on in the house right now. So it's just relevant.
Yeah. Brittany is also going to open up about the fact that she has a little bit of a crush on Christian.
Yes, this is new news. And it makes sense why she's constantly the third wheel with Christian and Alyssa. Like you constantly, there was even that one conversation that Alyssa and Christian were on the couch and then they had like Brittany in the background of the shot. It was just like right over Alyssa's shoulder. It's like, oh, it's because she's really feeling Christian. So that's something, but she just wants to be the friend next door. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Tiffany is going to talk with Claire about really liking Derek X still and wanting to make sure that he is pulled in with their alliances. They talk about maybe making like a smaller group within the Royal Flush that is themselves, Derek X, Sarah Beth, and Kylan. So essentially excluding Xavier, Alyssa, and Christian. And they mentioned that the Kings should probably lose a number before jury. They're too strong as a team.
Yeah, I think I never thought, or I didn't think that teams were going to play such a large factor starting with week one, but they've really started to structure the house around these teams. So it's like, naturally, you're going to want to like break up the four person team, no matter who's in it. It's like one person has to go at this point.
Mm-hmm. And then late into the night, Tiffany, Claire, and Kyland are going to be joking around in the have-not room. They talk through the royal flush and the people they want to take to the jury and all that. But we have another crush conversation. Kyland goes to the bathroom, and Claire is going to admit that, yeah, she's a little bit of a crush on Kyland. He's very attractive. He's a great personality. And Tiffany's like, go for it. She's like, not in the big, maybe once we're down to like final five, if we're still here. But I don't know how to flirt. So I don't know.
I think Claire is in the same predicament a lot of us single people through the pandemic have gone through, is not knowing how to flirt. Just lost all like abilities there. But I think that would be adorable if they did decide to pursue that. It's so funny. I just have a totally different view of showmances this season now that I love the cast. Like, yes, everyone make it happen. You like, go for it. But I think that it's adorable in how she's approaching it and like, okay, it's a crush. But I would love to see a crush chart, because at this point, it's a tangled web. There are so many people that have crushes on so many different people. It's not one-to-one relationship all across the house.
Yes. A lot of love blooming in the Big Brother 23 house. Right. So we'll see where it all goes. But that's pretty much the night for us. I apologize for the connection, connectivity issues here. Yeah. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Asia?
Yeah, there was another cringeworthy. Well, I guess two things. So another cringeworthy thing with Brent was. So Tiffany has been redoing her hair. What she's doing is she's unbraiding a braid and then she'll rebraid it. And so she's, so that it's like a fresher look. I want to shout out to Tiffany, because I pay people at least like $200 to do that for me. Like it's an expensive habit to get braids. And so the fact that she can do this herself, commendable. But while she was doing that, Brent was like, oh, so like, is that like human hair? And he's like, and she's like, yeah, it's like, it's another person, human's hair. And he's like, okay, so like, who's the donor? Do you know the donor? She's like, oh yeah, yeah, I bought her so that I could get her hair. She's like, no, I don't know the donor. It's like, that's not how it works. And it's clear he has no idea, which is like, if you have no idea, that's how you approach it. Don't just start like, oh, I think you, because I've seen one documentary about people cutting their hair off and selling it to people to wear as weaves. That's the approach I'm going to have in this conversation. So it was funny how like Whitney kind of took over the conversation, was like, oh, yeah, well, I got my hair from so-and-so, and just completely like disregarded Tiffany's like annoyance by his comment. So that was a thing that happened. And then also, yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, just Tiffany mentioned Whitney's $2,500 hair later in the night.
Right. Yeah, she said she keeps up an expensive habit. So the other thing was that Xavier got a picture of himself playing basketball in college. And so he was kind of upset that they included that, because he's like, I didn't reveal that I played basketball in college. But I was thinking, maybe that's a good thing, because then it looks like you weren't a big deal. You didn't think it was worth bringing it up. Like if you were somebody like who rode the bench, you're not going to bring up like, oh, yeah, I played college basketball. Like I was on the verge of going to the NBA. So it's like it's really not a big deal. But he is like trying to overplay the fact that he, or I guess maybe it is just a bartender. So I wonder if they're going to actually like take that picture away or what.
Yeah, yeah, he was talking about that. It was it's pretty funny. But he also he was missing his brother as well up in the HOH room, which was very sad.
Yes.
Again, very interested to see how Xavier handles things today. I expect lots of meetings. The feeds will be down. Rob and I will be talking to Frenchie in the exit interview. We'll then have the Q&A podcast for the patrons of Rob as a Podcast. If you are interested in checking that out, I'm a patron of Rob as a Podcast. We'll see. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, to update you on everything that happens today on these Big Brother 23 live feeds. We'll have some fun. You can, of course, also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. And Asia, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia, so A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. I'll continue to help out with Big Brother coverage, and then I'm also podcasting about Married at First Sight. So the recap of the premiere episode of season 13 should be dropping in the next few days, so definitely keep a lookout for that.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we'll see all of you next time.